That was officially the best song in the universe, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. If you disagree with that, you're wrong. My name's Kev.
I'm Ken.
It's the final ever Me and My Dad show. We're joined in the studio by a good friend of mine. Finally, he's going to get to speak his piece, and I'm going to be quiet. My dad will take over this part of the show. It's all in your hands, Dad. Go ahead. There you go.
Right, well, since Kevin's invited me on the show, and... And if it was, can you tell us a bit about your past experiences in life, radio, your life itself?
I grew up in a little village in Rudyard, the other side of Macclesfield.
Right.
So I'm not from too far away. I've done a bit of radio things before. Like Kev mentioned, I helped all of them.
Yes.
Producing for him. I also worked in Plymouth for a bit when the company used to exist called GCAT Media. They used to own most of the commercial stations in the country. Worked for them for a little bit, doing a bit of producing and working part-time in other jobs, stay down there. But when I was down there, I had a few issues with my health and I went to hospital. I needed to have an operation to remove something that are called adhesions, which is like a scar tissue that build up once you've been operated on. Because I was operated on when I was first born. I was born with quite a few problems within my internal organs, and a lot of my internal organs developed in the wrong place within my torso. So immediately I had to be operated on, and I was terminal for 8 weeks. And then they said I was getting better, and then 6 months later it ruptured, so I had to have it all redone again. So went through a few issues growing up, obviously getting checked up. And then, like I said, when I was in Plymouth, I got rushed into hospital because I had a lot of pain and it was a bit messy. And I woke up in hospital and they operated on me again to see what the issue was, because they didn't really know what it was. They had an idea, but they wanted to have a proper look. So they did, I think it's like about 9, 10, 11 inches long down, straight down my torso, and opened me up and cleaned out all the adhesions and the scar tissue and reorganised the internal organs and put me back together again. And since then, I've had massive issues with chronic pain, muscle spasms, eating, appetite, sleeping, everything, you name it, I've got an issue with it. And so I've obviously been trying to find a way of, you know, alleviating all the problems I have, so I can have a job, because I want money more than anything else, really.
Because you need money to pay your bills.
I want to be able to live in a house and not have to you know, depend on all my friends around me, because it drives them crazy more than it drives me crazy, really. So yeah, that's my issue. I'm trying to find a medication that works safely. I've tried loads of opiates, like tramadol. I've tried something called amitriptyline. I've tried all codeine based things and all antispasmodics, all those kind of medications. I'm trying something new today. I went into the doctor's this morning and I've got to go pick up some morphine later on, so I'm going to give that a go. But I have been using successfully. I've been using medical grade cannabis. It's been working really well, especially for my appetite and my keeping my weight on, and actually just alleviating all the muscle spasms and the cramps and pains that I get. It lets me have a clear head compared to when I'm on tramadol or anything like that, because it just knocks me out. Last time I had it, I fell into a wall, so it wasn't a good start. I've applied for this drug called Sativex, which is cannabis in a bottle, and it's actually allowed in the UK. It's very, very hard to get. It costs between £200 and £300 for two bottles, and they need to think that you really, really deserve it, it seems to be. They're only giving it to people with either MS, multiple sclerosis, or cancer. Which is a pain, because it works for a lot of other things, because I'm physical proof of that. And it would be the safer option for me to be on, because I'm going to be on drugs for the rest of my life.
Have you been recommended this drug by specialist doctors?
Yeah, my GP would prefer me to use Sativex, because of the effect it has on my mentality compared to the opiates. And the fact that when I'm using cannabinoid therapy, I can work. When I'm on opiates, I can't work. Like, it really knocks it out of me. And I've got to a point now where I might have to have an operation, because they're probably going to say no to me having Sativex, and it's going to be down to the funding for the drug. So I've been trying to get as much help as possible from local MPs like John Leach and Gerald Kaufman, and they've been really good. And I've had letters from Norman Baker, Ian Duncan Smith, you name it, Jeremy Hunt. I've had letters from them, but no matter how many times you write to them, it doesn't seem to rush it along. There was a study that was released last week that was actually held back, called the International Comparative Study, which was set out to look at the different policies around the world regarding medical cannabis and drug policies in general, but it was mainly, their main emphasis was on medical cannabis because they saw how other countries were utilising it. And it came back and they basically said, our laws are way too harsh. But it took 4 months for that study to get released because the Tories blocked it the end of July. So it's taken a while to actually get that published. So I'm just hoping that they'll actually rush this along. Me and Kevin are going to start up an e-petition, aren't we?
We are going to kick some serious,
get some signatures.
Signatures, videos. This interview and your music will be uploaded to SoundCloud. So just to tell your story there and then, for anyone who needs to know, anyone who wants to help, anyone who wants to get behind you, and for other people who are in similar situations, I'm going to get you on Northwest tonight.
Because I'm not the only one out there that uses cannabis medicinally. And you've got absolutely nothing to be scared of.
It was on Granada Reports, because you were explaining to me the other day, because I had problems with cannabis in the past and mental health.
Yeah.
Because I was on very strong... Well, I used to take recreationally... Because I was young and stupid, I used to smoke a lot of weed, and it was very strong skunk. And you explained to me how the medicinal cannabis, there's things in there to
different ratios of different cannabinoids.
It's the THC THC is what makes people, gives people psychosis.
Yeah, it's a psychotic, and you've got CBD, which is cannabidiol, which is an antipsychotic, so it completely balances that out within the user.
So it just gets rid of all of the bad stuff, which people have gone into, hey, let's make this stronger, let's make this more psychotic, let's have more of a trip when we smoke a joint, because that's what people did it for when they engineered it. And this is the actual proper stuff that's good for you, that's natural, and can help people out. We've got a song of yours, as we've mentioned, you're a producer, you're a musician.
I do make music. I have nothing else to do, so yes, I make a lot of music.
And well, this song, tell us what it's called.
This is called My Body. Well, this body, should I say. It's a tune, it's just frustration, really. I'm trying to get a lot of things sorted at the moment, and it's just taking a long time. So I'm aiming to get an EP out next year at some point. But we're discussing that with a few people at the moment. But this will definitely be on it. But it might just sound a little bit better in the future.
Well, things work out right for you, Jake. I really do. So, I'm sorry to have such a up and down life, haven't you, with your health? Which is terrible.
Unlucky, more than anything.
You're here with us, that's the name.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Smiling. Yeah, you're laughing.
Jake is an absolute dude. Mm. And this is his body. This is Loft, this body.
But I just feel that I've reached a point beyond